About 150,000 students sitting for this year's West Africa Senior School Certificate Examination, WASI, may not be able to enter the university next year. This is because some of the public universities have decided not to offer admissions to applicants who will write the WASI this year. We have the Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, online to tell us about government's plans to solve this issue. Mr. Ablakwa, has this development come to the notice of the ministry?
Yes, it has come to our notice. It is not a widespread development. Indeed, as we speak, the University of Mines and Technology in Takwa has distanced itself from the Daily Graphic publication today that they will be admitting students who are writing the WASI this year. We are yet to be successful in reaching the University of Cape Coast. KNUST says that they are considering it. So it is only, as we speak, we can say it's only KNUST which is confirming this publication. Let us remember that there are many public universities and private universities in Ghana, if your focus is universities. The preamble of your story created the impression that all the 150,000 candidates that will be sitting the WASI will not have the opportunity to enter the universities. That preamble is problematic. If you come to consider that the University of Ghana has not taken such decision, University for Development Studies has not taken such decision, University of Education Winneba has not considered any such decision, the University of Energy and Natural Resources, University of Health and Allied Sciences, these are all universities in their own right. And it's important that we assure the good people of this country that no such decision has been taken. Indeed, our position as a ministry and as a government is that no WASI candidate should be denied the opportunity to apply and engage in a fair competition to enter any of a university of his or any of our universities of his or her choice. The point must be made that these considerations coming especially from KNUST are entirely KNUST considerations. The government is not in support of this decision. We have indicated that so far as we are concerned, everybody should be given a fair chance. It is good that admission processes have started. It allows the institutions that have started ample time to be able to also consider the backlog, because there's a backlog in this country of people who have tried. So there's a positive side to this development, which right. allows for the backlog to be cleared. But right. the other challenge is that we should not totally close the window.
Yes.
And that is why last Saturday at the University of Cape Coast congregation, I made an appeal to universities to begin considering multiple admissions in a year.
Yes.
If you look at other countries, their universities are able to do August admissions,
yes.
January admissions, and sometimes even April, May admissions. Sometimes they do three admissions or two admissions in a year.
Yeah, right.
And I believe that the time has come for universities to start considering this.
Yes. Actually, does any university have the mandate to deny candidates admission?
Oh, you know, on a yearly basis, candidates are being denied admissions based on entry requirements, based on whether you meet the standards that the universities are looking for, whether you meet the minimum entry requirements. So the universities have that right. But we would not support is closing the door totally that they cannot apply. You know, you should be able to apply once you are eligible, once you are a WASI candidate.
That was the Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa.
Meanwhile, the University of Ghana says it will follow its normal practice of admitting WASI candidates every year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Academic Affairs at the University of Ghana, Enoch Amati, said students who will sit for the WASI this year are eligible to apply for the 2014-2015 academic year.
It will follow the normal practice that we've been doing for the past 3 years, which means that those who will do or will sit for the WASI in May, June are eligible to apply something on the 2014-2015 academic year. The University of Ghana has not taken any decision to the contrary. Indeed, our address for inviting application for the 2014-2015 academic year will appear in the daily, probably today or tomorrow. The only challenge that we are facing or we face had to do with accommodation. You know, now it's a policy at Legon that no class should be bigger than 300 for the humanities and 100 for the sciences.
And that was the Director of Academic Affairs at the University of Ghana, Enoch Amate.